Well, of course, the kids in theory are back at school, but it's turned out that in fact it's only key workers and vulnerable children who are back at school at the moment, causing huge problems across the country for parents with children who need to be homeschooled. One Cambridge charity that's doing their best to help the very poorest in Cambridge is the Red Hen Project. And I'm joined on the line by Sarah Crick from Red Hen. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Neil.
And I'm also joined on the line by Nick Knights from Cambridge Aid, who are also getting involved in all this. Nick, hi.
Hi there, Neil.
We'll talk about Cambridge Aid's involvement in just a second, but Sarah, first, let's come to you. Red Hen Project, well-known, well-respected in Cambridge, but for those who've never heard of you, what is it you do?
So for the last 22, 23 years, we've worked in North Cambridge, predominantly in CB4, working with children and their families to remove any barriers that are preventing that child from thriving at school. So that can be a huge range of issues, and we do that through the provision of intensive one-to-one family work. So we have a team of highly experienced family workers that go into the home with the families and work with those families for up to 6 months.
Right. Now, would I be right in guessing that you've seen a huge change in Cambridge over the past year with all the things that have been going on?
Yes, massively. Huge amounts of stress in homes, huge amounts of challenges around income, families being put on furlough, being made redundant. We all know how expensive it is to live in Cambridge, and a lot of people who may, despite the fact they've got two parents working, may still be struggling to pay the bills before all this happened, cut their salaries down to 80% if they're on furlough, and that family is really struggling. And homeschooling is a whole nother challenging area. I mean, even if you have really got it together at home and you've got all the equipment that you need and you've got parents at home to help, we all know how difficult that is. If you put on top of that the challenges that some of our families have in terms of multiple children with additional needs, for example, or lack of IT equipment, poor housing, no garden, etc., it's a really, really tough environment for those families and those children to be in.
Okay, and when it all started, of course, the government was kind of telling us, well, kids are going to be off school, might be for 12 weeks, but everything's going to start and head back to normal by the summer. Here we are in the midst of the following winter, and we're still in this situation, and it doesn't show any, there are no immediate plans to get everything back to normal. Presumably, families and schools are really having to take this kind of, it's not a case of, oh, we'll just bat through the next 12 weeks. We're having to rethink things, aren't we? And this has long-term implications for families, and especially down the poorer end of the scale. Presumably you're talking about the difference between a budget for IT and a budget for food.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's really changed. That first 12 weeks, we kind of all muddled through, didn't we? Mm. People who weren't able to afford IT, broadband, etc. It was just 12 weeks, and I think with the help of the schools, they had print-offs, etc., from school. But we all know how difficult it is to engage a child with just a worksheet. My own child, for example, is at secondary school in Cottenham, and it's only now this lockdown that we have live and interactive lessons, which means we've been able to motivate him to actually be sitting at a computer and working. So I would say the schools do seem to have stepped up, and learning is better, but actually learning really does depend on IT now. And that is the challenge for so many families. They may have more than one child and just one laptop and a parent at home trying to work as well, or tablets. Tablets aren't always the best solution, which is one of the reasons we worked with the project with Computer Aid.
Right. So tell us about that, because you're absolutely stepping up to the mark, aren't you? You're trying your best to cover this. What's going on?
Yeah, so when the pandemic first hit, we really were focused on getting essentials to families, so food, because the shelves were empty, etc. And that whole part of the charity's response sort of exploded with the help of Neil from Cambridge Fruit Company, which most people know that story. We then kind of shifted to the fact that a lot of our families didn't even have basics or craft pens and paper at home. We did a massive call out for activities and resources and arts and crafts. And actually the IT we didn't initially focus on. Part of that reason was that the government were saying that they were going to provide to the schools, and that didn't actually really transpire. So it was towards the end of lockdown that we were looking at other solutions. So working with what's now called the Cambridge Digital Partnership, organisations such as Cambridge Online, Cambridge Youth Panel, etc., getting IT kit to families. What we found was that whole process was quite drawn out and long. So there was a lot of waiting for tablets, for example. What we picked up was Emmaus out on the A10. Mm-hmm. Great organization. I have a project called Emmaus Reboot. They have a gang of guys there who take donations of IT equipment and recondition them, refurbish them, update them, and then they sell them on with a 3-month warranty. The good thing about this was they had an absolute shed load, and literally it was a shed, actually a shed load of equipment. I believe had been donated by St John's College, or one of the colleges anyway, which were actually desktop computers. So I think everybody gets a little bit fixated on, oh, we need a tablet or a laptop. But actually, in a family where you want to keep that child safe online, having an actual monitor sitting in the corner of a lounge or a kitchen area where you can actually see what that child is doing is probably a better option. Certainly the schools really like this idea. Laptops are great, but only up until a point. Tablets, quite severely limited actually in terms of what you can do. So that child is probably, unless they're quite young and it's all sort of touch and drag and drop, you really want the child to be learning how to use a keyboard. So we knew these guys at Emmaus had got these bundles, which were just over £100 for a proper, and they were Dell, so they were good, substantial corporate computers. And that's what we decided we would purchase, because actually we could get them within 24 hours. We then spoke to Cambridge Aid. Now, Cambridge Aid, we've worked with for years and years and years, a great organisation. They take referrals from professionals like ourselves. And in the past, we've used them for one-off grants for things like equipment, replacement fridges, white goods. And we spoke to Cambridge Aid about the issues that we were seeing, and they were really supportive of the idea, because IT equipment wasn't on their list of things that they advertised that they helped with as such. But they were really responsive, and more importantly, really fast in turning things around. We gathered the basic information we needed from that family. We'd fill in the form, and literally we were getting checks within the next couple of days, which means we could get the IT equipment. So within a week, we were able to find that family in need, find out what they needed, and turn it around and deliver a computer on their doorstep within a week. So that was the bit, really big difference.
Fantastic, fantastic. So this scheme now is up and running. If people are hearing about this for the first time, Sarah, and they're in CB4, do they just get in touch with you? How can people find out more?
If you are in Cambridge and you have a laptop or a desktop or a tablet or any piece of equipment that you are sitting and gathering dust, there's two places that you could donate. There is Emmaus Reboot, but sometimes they close their doors due to being overcome with donations. But the other place is Cambridge Youth Panel. They are fantastic. So they are also doing something similar. And you can just Google them and fill in a form, and they'll come and collect your laptop to be rebuilt. In terms of if you need help with IT, we're really doing that through our schools. So if you're at one of the schools that we work with, you'll speak to your school staff there, and they'll put you in touch with us, and we can get it sorted. We're now actually going back to some of the families, some of the larger families, say with 3 children or 4 children, where they've only got one device between 4 of them. That doesn't work.
No,
with homeschooling.
Not at all.
Not now the schools are really, they've upped their game in terms of that. The education provision, I can't fault the schools at all, but it does mean you need more than one device if you've got more than one child.
Fantastic. Sarah, it's great to hear the work you're doing. Coming up later on, we'll be talking to Nick Knights of Cambridge Aid about how they got involved and wider work that they're doing across the community in these tough times. Thanks very much indeed.